Welcome once again to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. And, of course, tonight is going to be a fun night as usual. I hope you like the music. That's from our newest album, From Andromeda with Love. And that's, of course, my band Voyager or whatever. And that, of course, was Michael Hamilton's lead vocals on that. He was formerly with a person by the name of Kenny Loggins, and he's a fabulous guitar player. And we'll probably be posting that album up on their music from it up on the blog site. We haven't even released that album worldwide yet. We are selling it through Paradigm if you want a copy of it. But there's a lot of great songs on there. You'll start hearing some of them before I get into the newest music. So anyway, welcome everybody. I want to welcome everybody to the Health, Science, and Energy Show. I guess I'm up to 9 listeners now. Oh, hallelujah. I didn't know I had that many out there. I don't know where y'all came from. And as you know, our ratings are going through the roof on blog and service and BBS radio, which is exciting. And tonight's show is just an introduction from a brand new guest who will be doing a show on Saturday night. My friend and compadre for many years, Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Lenny, baby, he's coming on. You're going to be hanging out with Lenny and Dr. Fred. Lenny is a very hot item these days. I met him way back a long time ago when he was still living up in Massachusetts, going to Harvard, and we met at the National Health Federation years ago. The National Health Federation, if you look at the blog site, I made a note to that, is the group that we all started out on the platform speaking around the country. Exonerating people from the government so they'd have the freedom of health choices. It was the National Health Federation and its platforms that we had two people in, Clinton Miller was one of them. I knew him very well. He's still around lobbying in Congress to give us our constitution. Proposed that the CIA had done some work in germ warfare and possibly had created the AIDS virus from the mixture of a cattle bovine and a sheep Vishnu virus, which later on Len proved to be true. He is a Harvard graduate, so that is a good school. It's not quite as good as the school I went to, the University of Michigan, but, well, you know, they're both Ivy League, I guess, so they're all okay. And of course, I met Len when he was living up in Cape Ann, Massachusetts. Since then, moved to Sandpoint, Idaho, and he's got a big compound over in Hawaii now that maybe we'll have a seminar there one of these days. So Len has written several books. His latest one is DNA, The Pirates of the Sacred Spiral. And, of course, I immediately want to bring you, when you get that book, you can order it through Paradigm, or you can order it from his website, which is tetrahedron.org, or you can just type like you do me, just type in Dr. Lynn Horowitz's Google search engine, and you'll get right there to his website. He's got about a dozen books out. He's also done the Bible Healing Codes, which is one of my books of reference. I use a lot of his books as reference, and guess what? He uses mine. As a matter of fact, Chapter 3 in his newest books is a whole lot of stuff out of Rays of Truth and Crystals of Light, which he used with my permission. He is a very riveting, motivational speaker. He's incredible. And he's been attacking for years. Millions of people, by the way, give him credit for he was originally a dentist, and he turned, which is great, and he turned into the public practice of exposing the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel, which you hear me talk about. And his books have inspired lots of screenwriters and movie directors and documentary films, and his appearances are currently even on network news shows, nationally syndicated radio shows. He's prompted political movements. He did a huge amount on the anthrax mailings mystery. He was on Capitol Hill in Washington, testifying regarding to the mercury-related vaccine toxicity, autism, and officially sanctioned negligence, brought the hearing to an abrupt halt. Occasionally, his enemies have called him a multi-million-dollar counterintelligence propagandist. And he's pretty popular. He is recognized all the way from North America to Africa, from England to China. He's a great articulator. I really like Dr. Len. And he's going to have a lot of good shows for you coming up. And tonight's show will be one of his lectures recorded, which will be taking in some of my time. My regular show, of course, will start back up next week again. His show, of course, will be on Saturday night, and you stay tuned in to get the exact time. And I would say that at the rate this blog and service network is growing, that pretty soon we'll be on a lot of above-the-ground stations, a lot of air stations. Also, if you noticed the front page, I've indicated that I'm going to be doing a couple of things. One of the things is this. In the past, 20, 30 years ago, I unearthed a lot of investigative material and a lot of neat things, and did them. I had a health, energy, and science radio show back on KFOX Radio back in 1984 for a year. It was a very successful show out here in Southern California. Most of it was recorded. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be playing some of those tapes, because a lot of the information I've forgotten in 1984 is 20 years ago or more, and a lot of information is now becoming current, and a lot of and you also want to share with you my actual contacts with sannyasi as they occurred. I was highly charged. This was back in the 70s now when this was occurring, and so you're going to hear me sound like a chipmunk at some points because I had a higher voice then. It won't be that high, but you know how it goes. And so we're going to be playing some of these tapes. And they're going to be recorded off a tape onto a high, digital, so they're going to be a little bit interesting. And then, of course, I'll be doing live updates as we do the back tapes. But the back tapes have an incredible amount of information that I think needs to be reintroduced to our society at this point in time. So that's going to be pretty exciting. We're going to be doing that. Plus, I'm going to start talking about the White Brotherhood soon. I'm sure you've heard of the White Brotherhood. It's a bunch of masters that have been around. They were responsible for the resurrection of Christ. Master DK is one of them. He's the original scientist. He was known in Egypt. Egypt has many different names. We're going to talk about the ancient Egyptian sciences and how it refers to the present day time, because mostly you've heard me talk about my background and a little bit about our paradigm stuff. Now it's time to get really deep into this to show you the real roots of where some of these things come from. We're going to talk about a lot of subjects like Bigfoot. We're going to get into what Bigfoot's all about. We're going to talk about the Yeti, which is Bigfoot's brother over in Tibet, and what they're all about and why these creatures are here and what they're supposed to be doing. We're going to talk about other extraterrestrials, and I do believe the contacts will probably start coming again. So we have a lot of really interesting shows coming up. The stuff we've done so far is just not even the crumbs to what we would plan on doing, because now we're starting to lay out some real programming material to make it interesting. So before we lay out the new Futuresque material, I want to go back into the past and get everybody educated to get all this stuff archived up on the archives, because when we start blowing the lid off, as we blow the lid off with knowledge of this whole world, you'll see that the blogging service is going to probably come up into the top 1,000 websites here fairly soon. And a lot of people are going to start paying attention. My 9 listeners are spreading the word so well that the ratings are so good that we might have 10 or 12 listeners within a few months, which will be astounding. I didn't know there were 10 or 12 people out there interested in what I'm doing. So with that, I'm going to turn this show over to a recorded version of my friend Lynn Horowitz, and he will be live soon enough. Also, he's got some very interesting tapes. All of his books, I don't think any of his books that you'll read you can put down once you start reading them. So you need to get over to his website. And I'll also be handling his books, too. And like I said, he'll be here live very soon. I want to thank you 9 listeners out there for the tremendous support that I've gotten so far. I've gotten a huge amount of emails. Send your testimonials in. We'll put them up on the website. I have added, there's so much I want to put in my personal information sheet. But some people out there had challenged my ability to go to 3,000 companies over, I think it was a 10 or 15 year period, which would you do 3 or 4 of them a day. The numbers aren't so big anymore. And so what I did is I actually posted my notes off of a few of the books that I actually took the notes in. One of them you might get a big kick out of. I was going over this with Don the other day. I was emailing him. You'll see a company on there I used to call on. It's called Western Digital. And Western Digital, the guy I called on over there is Baden Parker. And he was very interesting because Western Digital today is a huge giant in the industry of making hard drives. And when I used to call on them, they had just started. Baden had just left Autonetics, where I used to work, which is a division of Rockwell. They had just built this multi-million dollar building right here in Laguna Niguel called the Ziggurat Center, which is a famous pyramid of Orange County, strangely enough. It's archived by the federal government. They built this huge pyramid covering many acres, this big Southern California pyramid, step pyramid. And Baden decided to leave Autonetics, not take this new idea he had for hard disks, which were brand new in those days, these new portable ones, and start his own company, Western Digital, which he did. So I went over there to his new location, and you'll see this in my notes. You'll also see my notes, a few of them from TRW, Townsend Raymond and Woolridge, which is W today, Hughes Aircraft. I think there's one in there. I just share this with you. It's kind of funny. It's in Amarillo, Texas. It was one of the underground nuclear sites. Some of this stuff was classified, and down in the lower right-hand corner, you're going to see this girl's name, Cindy, and that was a girl that used to date over there at the Atomic Energy Commission. So it's kind of personal, but I put it up there just to prove a point, and there's hundreds and hundreds of pages like that in my journals, and the last time I brought those journals out, we took them with, I was working with Dr. Stephen Greer, a medical doctor from the Beltway, a Beltway brat from Washington, D.C., and we were just in the Senate. With those records, I was proving to the Senate that the reason I had taken those records to the Senate was to prove to them that I had done all this crazy stuff that I was claiming, because it's all in my handwriting, and if you look at the names and the companies, and any of you out there that know anything about anything in those days, you'll realize that's all real stuff. Those are all real names, those are all real companies, real phone numbers, real addresses, and some of the projects were listed. We had that in there at the Senate, and it was really funny because that's about the time some airplanes flew into some World Trade Centers in New York City. And, of course, it killed our disclosure project where we were starting to get the extraterrestrial governmental cover-up released to the American public, actually to the world public. At the time, we were making tremendous progress at that time. And like I said, I mentioned earlier the previous almost exposure was with Ring and Barnum and Bailey back in 1992 in October, when they had spent $10 million on a train and the government was going to provide, the Pentagon actually, was going to provide some samples of ET fetuses in solutions in big bowls, jars, and formaldehyde, and some partial wreckage from a couple of crashed ships. And they were going to put this on a train and take it around the country, and that was going to be their grand expose. But that got killed in October, November of 1992. So after that, it was very quiet. And once again, there's a lot of things behind 9/11 that really don't make any sense, but they make perfect sense. So with that, I will sign off for now. Dr. Len will be taking over the rest of this show. Next week, it'll be business as usual. And once again, thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.